Welcome back to Unread Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
We're approaching Easter.
We are.
Rapidly. And I've got to get something off my chest real quick.
Ooh.
Okay. You know how there's egg-shaped candy in the store, of course.
Yes.
Russell Stover or something.
Yeah.
I just made up a name. Russell Steven.
Yeah, you know his chocolate. You know Russell, he just hangs out
you
there.
You know Russell, him and his chocolates, the marshmallow eggs, they're everywhere.
Uh-huh.
That's my jam.
I forgot about those. Those mm-hmm. are really good.
Those are my, that's my little like, I'm like, you know, at the end of grocery shopping,
yeah.
I'm shaking, I'm like starving. And I'm
why
like,
do we do that?
And
though?
I'm like, they're
yeah.
always right there. And
they
I go,
are.
It's 50 cents. What's a little chocolate?
Right.
It's a little chocolate.
It's
little
a little
treat.
Bit.
And I like inhale it as soon as they,
isn't it great?
As soon as they scan it, I go, I'll take that. And I eat it in one bite, like a snake.
Right.
I like
inhale
like swallow it.
It yeah.
whole mm-hmm. in front of the cashier. I love egg-shaped candy.
Lumberjack is the same way.
And he made a valid point the other day.
Yeah.
If a candy is egg-shaped or pumpkin-shaped, mm-hmm. it's going to taste better.
Why is that?
I don't know. The magic, the science, perhaps. Probably magic. Because I don't know if it can be explained
I don't
behind
think it
why
can.
This is.
No.
And, you know, there's, like, people that are, like, die on this hill. I'm one of them.
Right.
And there's people that are, like, I don't know. I didn't experience that. But then there's the non-believers who are like, they have to argue with you. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. It's the same candy.
Mm.
The experience, however, is entirely changed. There's nothing about it that is the same
Mm-mm.
once it's in the shape of fun shape.
And fun
where
shape,
is
yeah.
and where is your whimsy? Where's the whimsy?
Mm-hmm.
But where is it? Because who cares if something tastes better if it's in a fun shape?
Right.
You remember the fucking noise people made about dinosaur chicken nuggets and smiley fries?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, we only have dinos.
That's what it's the same thing, is it not?
This is where I feel like it tastes different for me. So a regular, like if we're talking about the Reese's, okay, it's probably the where they have the eggs, they
mm-hmm.
have the pumpkins or whatever, the two. There is something about, to me, it tastes fresher. I don't know what,
I
which
have
I
to
mean,
agree.
Would make sense, but like then just a small Reese's. There's
yeah.
something harder about those. So I have to say, there is a different feeling that I get.
Yes. There's a different taste, a different texture.
There really is.
And there's a certain kind of magic to it that I can't put into words, but it's
yes.
like, it's just that Reese's pumpkin is going to hit different than the regular Reese's.
It is.
A regular Reese's, to be fair, is like hard around the edges a little bit.
Right.
Like it's
is that
got
what
that,
it is
I maybe,
that makes it different?
I have no idea.
I think the whole thing is smooth when it's not.
But it's just different. It's different.
Yeah.
And shun the non-believer. A regular chocolate-covered marshmallow, like just a marshmallow.
Mellow.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
Still delicious. Different than an egg-shaped marshmallow.
Absolutely.
It's a completely different
it
experience.
Is. It is.
It's out of body even.
Yeah.
So, like, this is my time of year. I'm a Cadbury egg girl.
Oh, yeah.
I love me a Cadbury egg. Do you remember they used to literally only be around Easter time?
Aren't they always?
That now you can get them almost anytime.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep, they used to be a delicacy. And now it's like, just a Cadbury egg.
Wow.
I mean, it's still exciting for me because sometimes they like have sales
right.
on my Cadbury eggs. But like the way I eat a Cadbury egg is not right. It would only be appreciated in the UK.
Oh.
Only a British person would be able to appreciate my love for
Do
Cadbury
they have
eggs.
Them there?
They're the number one candy in the UK.
Wow.
They fucking love Cadbury eggs. And that's why I'm like, why have I not gone across the pond?
Right. I also heard that their chocolate's different. Everything
really?
Is different there. Better.
You think it's better?
Yeah. That's what they say.
I
well, Germany is known for their chocolate.
Imagine
they started
a
that.
German Cadbury egg.
Yeah. German Cadbury egg.
I don't respect the way that the UK, the British people, mm-hmm. that they treat beans specifically.
Yeah. What do they do with beans?
On toast. in the tomato sauce. Yeah, they eat their beans on toast, girl. I don't know what the fuck they eat black pudding, which I found out is like intestines. I think it's sheep intestines.
Oh, no.
And they have the audacity to call it pudding.
Ew.
And that's where I go, okay, send me back to America.
Great.
I go over there. I want a Cadbury Egg McFlurry because that's a thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll go put me back on the plane. Right. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home to the land of the brave.
Oh, great. Lumberjack is not going to be happy during our honeymoon. He's going to be like, what is this? Because I'm very adventurous. Like, I'll try. I won't try that. What you just
please try beans on toast.
I'll try that, but I'm not trying the other thing. Whatever that pudding.
No, not black pudding.
Way.
No.
He is not like that. He's nothing like me in that way. He's the kind of person, he is literally meat and potatoes kind of guy. It's rare for him to go outside of his...
Oh, he'll get down with an English breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
It's like sausage, bacon, eggs.
Oh,
the whole
damn thing. Yeah,
tomatoes
we'll
for
that.
Some reason.
Yeah.
Which I've actually, I do that. I love tomatoes with salt.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I grew up eating tomato sandwiches.
Which makes sense. Mm-hmm. I love tomato sandwiches.
So like, I'll have a tomato with my breakfast.
Right.
I can get down with them there. It's where the black pudding and the beans on toast. It's
bizarre.
It's because they're in, the beans are in like tomato sauce, like Heinz tomato sauce, but not like baked beans.
And you don't mean like a lentil?
No, like.
Like an actual black bean?
What are the kind that they use in baked beans? Kidney beans?
Kidney beans.
They're kidney
Which
beans.
Which I'm not a huge kidney bean fan anyway.
I mean,
like,
that,
I'll eat
a bean's a bean to me.
Yeah. But then there's chickpeas. I don't like those. My mom loves those.
I love chickpeas.
Do you? But then again, I eat hummus. Isn't that hummus? Chickpeas?
Yeah, for some reason, I like hummus, but for some reason, a raw chickpea just does it
for
me.
That's so funny. My mom's the same way. I'm not.
Chickpeas and tomatoes and Italian dressing when I was a kid.
Wow, I should try that.
To this day.
Yeah, okay.
I could drink Italian dressing,
yeah,
to
me
be
too.
Fair. So.
Yeah.
But they put the beans in this tomato sauce that's sweet. I thought because it was Heinz, it was like a baked bean. I could understand baked beans on toast.
Okay.
It's just two delicious things. But a sweet bean... on toast.
All right. Well, I have to try it.
Please.
I'll let
for
you guys
research,
know. The
for
end,
research.
You know, in the middle of October, I'll keep you guys posted on how that went.
And if I put on my Cadbury egg pounds this yep. month, then I expect you to say nothing.
Nothing at
no,
all.
No one say a peep.
No, we don't talk about that.
I will know. I'll feel it. Anyway, how are you?
I am so tired. Guys, Maria started track meets. So I know nothing about track. I was never a track star. I was the slowest one in the group, so I would never be a track star. Okay? So what I didn't know is that with a track meet is there's a bunch of different, like, relay? Yeah, relay.
Yeah.
Almost like relay.
Me saying,
competent.
Yeah, like
right,
I said,
right.
Yes, of course.
Sounds about right. Yeah. There's like six different relay races in there. So basically, every kid comes up, you have your group, and... they tell you they're doing these three and then they're doing these three. So they do three, basically three a track meet. They do these. Now during practice twice a week, they practice everything apparently. But
yeah.
That's just for that. Well, they asked, which now makes sense. They asked 10 parents a track meet to volunteer.
Wait, like 10 of you each time?
No. Like you can do just
oh,
one.
Oh, okay,
but they need 10 volunteers.
I was like, damn, what the fuck do they need a team for?
Right. Now, mind you, like I said, I'm not a track star. So I don't know anything about this stuff. I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. Neither did Lumberjack because, I mean, Lumberjack was very athletic. He was in every sport. He was very athletic, but he doesn't know anything about track. And we also have a literal turdler at home. So he's a real fucking piece of shit these days. I love him, but my God. So he had him. I didn't realize that when you're at the meet, you have to bring your kids to all the sections. So when they're done with a race, they have to then go to another, whatever other one. But the parents have to guide them to each one.
Yeah.
So they're waiting in like long lines to be able to do everything. Yeah, like it's a thing. So they gave me, so I couldn't be there. So Lumberjack was trying to get her in the right lines while my toddler was running around in circles, running from him, doing everything
He's
possible.
He's a track star.
I know. When I tell you he came up to see us briefly, like he was drenched in sweat, Lumberjack. He looked like he was done for life. He was like, I gotta go home. He's like, he's been awful. And I was like, oh my gosh. So like, I kind of let him off pretty quickly. I was like, that's fine. As long as she's done with her stuff. And he's like, next time, there's gotta be three of us. I was like, okay, I get it. I understand. So I had volunteered for this week. 2 weeks is Lumberjack's week that he's doing his. So when you volunteer.
He's counting down the days.
Oh my gosh. So the weeks that you volunteer, you can't help at all because you're volunteering to do whatever section they put you in. They put me, I don't know what it's called. It's called like something. What the fuck was I doing? It was like top something. I don't know, guys. You guys are going to get mad at me for this. But basically, they take this heavy ball and then they throw it.
And the kids chase it?
No, they just throw it. It's a one at a time thing. So they basically just throw the ball and you have to see which one you can go the length of. Thank God I had a person who used to be a track star with me doing this, the measurements. Because I figured they threw it so far and I was like, oh, wow, that's a great throw. Like, everyone was a great throw to me. I was like, yeah. I was just egging all the kids on nicely. But no, it's when it starts going down that you have to start. That's where it
is. How would you have known that?
She figured it out. I was like, okay, whatever. So I was the one measuring at the other parts. You have to measure. Well, guys.
Putting you to work.
I have not worked out in a long time. And it was also 80 degrees out randomly on a March day.
For no reason.
Sunny. Got sunburned. And my legs feel like I did a million squats because I think I did. Because I had to keep bending to pick up these hard balls, hand them over. Then I had to measure, bend again. Then I had to bend again to mark the back of a kid's their. And we probably did, I'm not kidding, like 45 kids doing this.
And how much are you getting paid? Because nada. Let me give you my hourly rate at this point. Right. That's.
I literally woke up with leg pain because of the amount of squatting that I did. I was just squatting for no reason.
You probably had a crazy pump.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I kept getting nervous because I'm like, what happens if my knee goes out or something? Like, I kept trying to make it easier on myself. It just wasn't happening. So we did that. And as I'm watching this, mind you, the group that we were dealing with specifically and Maria's group, it's K to 4. That's the grade. There's no high schoolers in this because this is all elementary, okay? Yeah. They did have a 5 to 8 somewhere, but they came later. So I didn't see them at all. You would think the older kids would have more aggressive parents, like parents that are really, this has always been a pet peeve of mine to begin with, is parents that take something so seriously that it's like not cool. Mm-hmm. I had, for the most part, I had great parents, except for two parents that I watched. And I was very disappointed because of the age of the kids. The one parent comes over. Of course, he had his back, like a whole like label of coach. Like he had that on there, right? The funny thing was,
awesome.
Right. And the funny part was he wasn't even, I found out he wasn't even the coach of their team, of like this specific team. He was just the daughter's coach.
The coach of his own child. Yes,
that's literally what it was. I was like, what the hell? He comes over. They're not parents. Parents are not supposed to touch the balls. Parents aren't supposed to do anything. They're not supposed to go, basically, this is about your kid. This is a competition. This is only between me, you, your kid, and the other lady. That's
it. You can't tell coach what to do.
Not coach. He comes over to me. He goes, let me feel those balls.
Oh, my God.
I said, what?
What was the scandal where they were deflating the
right,
balls?
Right. That's what he
said. He goes, yeah, okay, good air.
He goes, he's holding them, and they're hard. Like, they are hard. Like, they're like these big metal balls. And he's holding them, and he's like, these don't feel the same. These don't feel the same. I looked over at him, and I was like, I don't know what to tell you. We've been doing this with all the kids.
Do you have a food scale on you?
Like, I'm like,
what do we do here?
What the fuck do you want me to do?
How do we? You should take it really serious and go, what the fuck are we going to do? What the fuck are we going to do? Do you have any ideas? How do we resolve this?
No idea.
What did he want? Like,
I know. And his daughter was like this very tiny, sweet little thing. I was like, you poor fucking thing with this guy. So then he goes to me. He goes, well, you know what we're going to have to do? And I just looked at him. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to punch this motherfucker in the And then he goes, we're going to have to do a practice run. I did 45 kids. And you mean that 46 has to get a practice run? No, because that doesn't mean everyone's doing a fucking. I literally and looked at him.
Children, like babies.
She was in second grade. She was smaller in height than Maria. And I know Maria's tall, but still, I was like, this poor thing. I felt so bad for her. So I'm like staring down and she's just smiling. Like she's just, you could tell she was so uncomfortable. This wasn't a first time offense. This is what this fucking douchebag does.
No, she's at home doing squats, lifting 60 pounds. She's used to
it. I felt so bad. So I let her do it because I felt like it was going to put more pressure on her. Yeah. Like, and then gets better. I was measuring a certain way. I'm going to continue measuring that way.
Yeah.
I actually end up giving her more of like a little bit more on her thing. He goes, that's not what it is. That's not how you measure it. Then he yells at me about measuring.
His own tape measure.
And I looked at him and I go, even if it is the wrong way, I'm like, sir, even if it is the wrong way, this is how I've done every kid. So we're going to have to continue it this way. I was giving your kid more little centimeters. Like, what are you talking about? I'm doing something in her fucking favor, you douchebag.
What is his problem?
Like, he was so angry for no reason. And then it was funny because there was other, we had all the grades in like groups. It was me and two people, then it was two and two. And the lady looks like she was like scared. Like she couldn't believe I was talking back to him. But I'm like, I don't care. Like I'm not getting paid for this. I'm talking to coach. I don't give a fuck about this.
You need to come in with other coach.
Right.
Or like the number real one coach.
I know.
Number one coach. On the
I know. And the crazy part is there was other dads that were trying to help their kids.
Yeah.
Like they were like, do it like this. And then like, I wasn't giving them dirty looks, but if I were just like, look at them, they're like, oh, whatever you need to do. Like they were really nice about it. Like they weren't trying to like, but I wasn't doing anything. I just would happen to look at them. I was just, you know what I mean? And I think they got like nervous and I'm like, no, it's fine. Like whatever you want to talk, but not like that. Then we're in the middle. So you know how like at a track field, there's that middle grass area and then they run around it. Yeah. So they were having little races around the track field, but we're in the grass. I hear a woman. How slow are you gonna go? Go faster. And I'm hearing this and I'm like, it stopped. It like, it was like jarring. I was like, so we turn around. This kid was again, Maria's height. This poor baby was all the way in the back. He was much slower than the other kids.
What the
and
fuck
his
is
mom
wrong with
people? Is screaming in his face, you can do better than that. She was screaming directly in
CPS?
This kid's. Right.
Oh my God.
I was like, I couldn't even. So many parents were looking because they were like, wow, because you could tell he's already torn up. He is behind five other kids. He is not that fast. And you're screaming in his face as he's trying to run.
Is it like a first grader?
I think he was second grade when I found out the group that went. It was
so
he's 1-2.
Existed on Earth for like 6-7 years, maybe.
Facts.
Like, chill the fuck out.
It was so upsetting to watch because it really makes you go back to kids are the way that they are and they become bullies and they become suicidal and all these things because of the horrible parenting.
Yeah.
It goes back to the fucking parenting.
That's
get it, guys.
That's fucking crazy.
You want to be fucking excited for your kid? Be excited. Don't put them down as they're running. Like, that's
literally
wild.
Screaming in his face.
I was like, because
child.
I know.
This isn't your like 21-year-old who's like fucking around in college.
Right.
And
you're like, what are you doing? Like, that's different. But I'm like, he's a little boy.
You know, these are the people that later on their kids will cut them off once they're old enough to stop talking to them. 100%. And they're going to go, what the fuck? I don't understand.
Why? What did I do?
Because
everything.
You traumatized me on the track field when I was 7 years old.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody, all my fellow students.
Yep.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know. But that was my experience. And I was really sweaty and smelly afterwards. That much
and
I know.
Jack is
it was
the fuck
tapped
out.
We were both tapped out. When I got home, I literally was like, everyone leave me alone.
The second you show up somewhere as a parent with your customized like attire
on,
that
is not really you.
You need to go home. You need to go home, take a cold shower, think about what you're doing. About how you, because you know this guy wanted to run track in high school. And he just couldn't for some reason.
100% this guy was a wannabe.
Or he did, and he brings it up at every barbecue.
Yes.
So how he could have gone.
Could have gone.
But he didn't. They always could have gone.
They always could have.
But they just didn't.
Yep.
You know, I tore my ACL. How'd you tear your fucking ACL playing volleyball?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
I wanted to tear my ACL. I didn't play sports growing up. I wasn't a sports girl.
Yeah.
I wanted to tear my ACL so bad. Just to be cool. Just because everybody tore their ACL.
Stop it.
Every girl that played volleyball tore their ACL, got the cast with all the colors on it, the markers. Yeah. And I was like, how can I tear my ACL? Without being physical.
Without doing it.
Without doing anything. How can I just, you know, just sprain something? Mm-hmm. You know how bad I wanted to sprain like an ankle or something like that?
You are so funny.
I wanted
you
to have crutches or something.
But to me, you look like a volleyball player. I feel like if you were to watch anything, it would have been volleyball. Yeah.
That was my favorite thing to play in school. Oh, but I just never.
You just never went through it.
No, I said, I got to go home and play Bratz. How's it going to cut into my Bratz time? Where are my, what are my Barbies going to do?
I get it.
I got a family at home.
I know.
I got like 12 kids. I got it.
Just waiting for me to cook.
I'm exhausted as it is. First topic that we want to get into. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen this. This is like so common. When somebody's in a relationship and they don't want something. Like they're like, I don't want to be married. I don't want to have kids. Yeah. Like whatever the case. And then they get out of that relationship into a new one. And normally, almost right away, you see a change. All of a sudden they're married. It'll be like they're with somebody for like a long stretch of time.
Yes.
The relationship ends and then they get into a new relationship and you see that married on Facebook like a month later.
What?
Well, hold on a sec.
Like this was the person who used to talk about never getting married or having kids. And then all of a sudden it all happens very quickly.
Yeah.
It's like a wild thing, and they've just become a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. And it always makes you go like, you know, if you're the person that they left, it's one of those like, was it me or like what
is it timing, like what was it?
Yeah. What do you normally think that is when you see it?
It depends. So I think there are certain relationships where it's a decided thing that the two of them want to do this in this time frame, this time. But if you're in a relationship and there is one person saying over and over again to you, like, no, I don't want kids. No, yeah. I don't want to get married. And they say all these things to you and they keep saying it. And then all of a sudden they jump to a new relationship and all those things happen. It was you. 100% it was you. But if you guys are talking about these things, but you're just like, I don't know if this is the, you know what I mean? Like, it's more about finding the right time, but you both have agreed that you want these things. Then I think it's timing.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's my opinion, and I could be wrong.
Yeah. I think, you even see it on a small scale sometimes. Somebody will be like, I hate dogs. Like, I'd never have a dog. But then the next person they're with has like five dogs.
Right.
And all of a sudden they're dog dad.
They're dog
or
dad.
Dog mom.
Right. Like, and that happens a lot too.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's also like, if you want to be with somebody bad enough, you're gonna make that switch.
And that's what it does boil down to for everything, is that if you want something so badly, you're going to figure that out.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah. And there's some fucked up cases where women want to have children, but they're willing to put it to the side to be with somebody who doesn't want children. And then it's too late by the time that they end the relationship. There are certain things that just have to be like a non-negotiable.
Oh, 100%. There has to be something that's a non-negotiable.
You know, you've gone your whole life imagining what it's going to be like when you're a mom.
Right.
And it's like one of those milestones that you're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. You've kind of like envisioned that as a part of your life. And now you have to try to find a new path without it. That's just not worth it to be with some fucking dude.
No, not at all. It's really not, because you will find that person when you let go of the other ones. But I've also had some friends who like where it becomes so shocking to them when the next person, it's like a completely different thing. Like, I know I had one friend who was like, I don't know what this person's doing with this one. They have a bunch of kids. And he promised me he'd never want to be with anyone who had kids. And I'm like, that's what he ended up with. So that's just reminding you he's kind of a liar.
Yeah.
Like, you can't believe anything that this man says. Because if he did make such a big deal about it and the next relationship had a bunch of kids,
yeah,
gotta think to yourself, I guess a lot of things might have been lies.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you've kind of put that into perspective for yourself. So that's the problem, too, is I think a lot of women do not, and I guess men, too, they don't think of themselves first, mm-hmm, in a situation. Like, the person who wants the things or whatever, they kind of just, like, let the other person lead. And it's like, don't do that. Like, put up your standard of what you want.
Yeah.
And make sure you're getting it. I know a couple who, they got together, had kids, the whole thing quickly. And I was telling Taylor about them because it was really shocking because I heard so many wild things about him prior.
Yeah.
Like, he really, and he was married prior. And the reason they split was because he didn't want kids. And that, to me, right then and there shows it just wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did want the same things, but I mean, he didn't know he did. And sometimes it takes you to be with someone else to be like, oh, I do want these things. If you didn't think it. If you didn't think it prior.
Yeah.
If you really were like, there's no way I want kids. And then all of a sudden you meet someone, you're like, wait, I think I do. Yeah. Like, now you're like, oh, I think I want them right now. Like, that really can happen. And I've seen it. And now I've seen it. I think a lot of people had a hard time with a specific person because everyone was mad at him.
Because before getting out of that last relationship,
when they got the divorce and then he met this other woman and everything, everyone was pissed because they're like, you said you didn't want kids. You said you didn't want this. And I just kept thinking in my head, like, I don't know these people from Adam. But yeah. But at the same time, it wasn't her.
And also, there's you find else. Yourself in different seasons of your life where you sometimes you, like, right now I'm saying I can't picture myself with kids. That right. doesn't mean that me 2-3 years from now, which feels so close, but it really isn't. So much can happen in that span of time.
Absolutely.
That I can't be like, I want a child, or maybe I even have one. Like, you just don't know, and you could say I don't want whatever right now, but there's so much room for change.
So much.
That's why it's also when... I think it's especially women that really beat themselves up about, like, what did I do?
Yes.
Why wasn't it me? Why mm-hmm. wasn't I good enough? Sometimes it's really circumstance, too.
It is.
Could be the person. It could be just the time that they're at in their life. Maybe mm-hmm. they got a better job and they had more money.
Absolutely.
They're more secure. They could see themselves supporting a family now.
Yes.
You just never know what it is. Or it could just literally be, you know, they just see it with this person.
Yeah.
But there's just too many things at play to beat yourself up about that kind of shit.
Too much. And it can be really hurtful. I mean, like, I'll say it a million times. There was a guy I was with that I felt like I clicked on every skill with. But, like, it was just the worst timing of everything. And I think at first I was kind of like, but why? Like, why? But when I do look back on it, I'm like, there was a lot of things that would just not have worked. And there was obviously something else waiting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe certain things were perfect in one way, but this made so much more sense.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it would have been a very different life.
And it's also some people just, like, find themselves in a situation where they have no choice but to accept what they're being given. Like, they fall in love with somebody and it's like, oh, he said he never saw himself being with somebody with kids.
Right.
But he falls in love with someone who has two.
Right.
And he goes,
it just is what it is.
It just is what it is. You're just going to find a kind of fall into it.
Right.
Sometimes it's like somebody said they didn't want something, right?
Yeah.
And then you can look on Facebook or on Instagram and you can see them having all the things that they said they didn't want with you. And you
right.
go, what the fuck? Like, beat yourself about it. Mm-hmm. How do you know that they don't have resentment towards the person that they got with and they said, I don't want kids. I never want to have kids, blah, blah, blah. And then they have a kid. You don't know.
You don't know the
you
situation.
You don't know if he resents the fact that he didn't want kids and then she got pregnant. Like, you just
right.
don't
know.
You don't fucking know.
Yeah. I mean, like, social media is so... I mean, like, who's going to put up a post? Well, people will, but who's going to put up a post and be like, man, I hate this marriage, but we're going to sit here smiling Like, who's going to do that? Nobody.
I'm so fucking mad I had these kids.
Yeah.
These
fucking
kids
hate
are,
these kids.
These kids are bullshit. I said I never wanted them. And now I have four.
Now I got them all. Like, who's going to do that? Nobody. I mean, if you There's are, like, that's like a whole different world.
Yeah. Those, that's a certain kind of person that
it's a different
shit
kind.
Like that. But the average person, they're just not going to be that vulnerable. It's all, you know, putting on a facade, whatever.
Exactly.
It's, or they were like, their wife, their girlfriend has like a gun at their head and they're like, post the picture of
post
us
it.
On your fucking Instagram now.
Tell me how much you love me.
And you know you love these kids. You know, you wanted these kids,
they're
right?
They're all amazing.
Yeah. You really never know.
No, you really don't. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You know nothing. All you know is that is the picture.
Yeah.
That's all you know. And I do feel like a lot of them, though, when you do look at people's posts, like their pictures, I feel like so much is telling. So much in pictures. If you really examine a photo.
What do you think? What do you look at?
I look at almost 100%, unless it's a, unless it's like a same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. That's harder to gauge. But still, there's usually, I notice it more with men, that men are so telling on how they feel about a relationship in their pictures. That, like, you can tell a fake smile from a mile away.
Yeah.
And because if you take a picture, especially, the reason I say this with men, it's very obvious. A man with his child, like his children.
Yeah.
And then look at the picture with him, with his significant other. If it's similar, it's good. But if there's a distinct difference, because there is something about men when they're with their kids that they have a very, normal men that, that seem, there's like almost like a different, it's so genuine, like you can see it in the pictures. And then put him next to his wife,
and if he looks like he's
any different, and I see this
smile
all the time, and in the relationships that I'm positive and I know for a fact are terrible, I can see it every time.
I think even a man who isn't necessarily like a selfie guy, he's not photogenic,
right,
or he doesn't consider himself photogenic,
right,
will not need to be forced to take a photo with his family.
Absolutely.
If he likes the person he's with and
exactly.
he likes being a part of that family.
Exactly. It'll just come naturally.
That kind of leads into what we were just going to talk about too, which is staying together for the kids.
Oh my gosh.
Like relationship. And I know a lot of us have seen our parents do it. I'm one
it
of
was,
those people.
It was a big generational thing.
Yeah. Because it was also like everything was so combined so early, like so quickly.
And so young.
So young. Like
young marriages were so common at our parents' age. Like I fell in trick into it myself because I was like, oh my God, this is what everyone's doing. But our parents, that was huge.
I remember when I was 21, telling my boyfriend at the time, can you fucking imagine, first of all, can you imagine?
It's crazy.
I was like, we need to get married. Like, I can't wait for us to get married. Mm-hmm. Me now, who I'm like so, the most in love I've ever been.
Right.
And actually like with somebody that I genuinely like
love.
And that I know likes me. And
right.
I'm like, there's no rush.
No.
That at that time, I was like, why are we not married yet?
It's so weird because you do compare yourself so much to your parents a lot of times. And like wherever they're at, you're kind of like, well, that's normal. And back then, that was really normal. It was like these very young. Now I'm seeing like so many people wait till their 30s.
Yeah.
Which honestly, guys, please do. Please do.
Yeah.
Because there are very few marriages that I know that were in their 20s that actually stayed.
Or those late 20s.
The late 20s are fine too. Yeah, there's quite a few.
Once
from late
20s. Once the frontal lobe has developed, which is like 24, 25 years old.
Right.
That's when your brain is actually like, you're becoming who you're going to be forever.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, start planning.
Start planning. Is right. Yeah, absolutely. But anything else?
I mean, does it happen? Does it work? Absolutely. But I just think if you can both get kind of a final draft of like who you are as people, it's easier to know whether or not you can accept that forever.
So my other thing is too, is kids though. So if you got pregnant, which I've gotten pregnant both times without being married, do you feel like you have to get married? Like, do you think the person should rush into marriage as soon as they get pregnant and they're ready to have the baby?
Like my immediate thought is that if I found out I was pregnant right now, I feel like that instinctual, I think I'd be more in a rush. to get married.
Yeah, why is that? Have that commitment.
I don't even know. I actually don't even have like a solid reason. I think it would just be to present a united front to those kids.
Got it.
And to have them know we're married.
Right.
I think that's literally it, because I don't even know if I care about it outside of that. Like and I don't even know that I would do it, but it's that's just instinctually that what I think
that
if
you think
I
of.
I take a pregnancy test right now, come in here, mm-hmm. and I'm like, Ashley, I'm pregnant.
Right.
I'm texting Drama King. I'm right. saying, we need to go to the courthouse.
We
need
to go to the courthouse.
We got to figure shit out. I don't think that's how it should be. No. And I can't stress enough, I don't know if that's actually what I would do, but that is but where my mind goes. It feels like
your mind would go there. Yeah.
But I think we just grew up where it was like, stay together to, you know, just to stay together, honestly, at the end of the day, just to fucking be in the marriage, be in the family. When yeah. a lot of us would have been saved by our parents splitting earlier uh-huh. on.
And seeing that it was possible to yeah. get into another healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And divorce is ugly too. I'm not saying it's easier.
It can be very ugly.
You were one of the kids that had to go back and forth mm-hmm. a bit, right?
I was. Yeah. My mom left the situation, but she was shunned by so many people for that. I think that, you know, because back in that era, you didn't really do that. It yeah. was like the very beginning of when divorces became like kind of like newer. Yeah. Like it was like, oh, people were doing them, but we're a special kind of person. Yeah. And my mom made the right decision 100%.
Yeah.
But I just remember like seeing her as like the child. I was the one who told her to be done with my dad. Like I was literally her pushing stone.
Do you think that's what she needed?
She said that to me. She said that she was staying because of me.
And then when
I was like, no, because as a freaking 3-year-old, I knew he was mean to her. Mm-hmm. And I said that to her. I said, Daddy's mean. We need to go. Yeah. That's what I said. Because he was really horrible to my mom. And I mean, I can remember moments. Like, it's weird that your head can even go there. I remember a lot of things that he did that I wish I didn't remember. Not because it's made me really look at him in a different light in general. But yeah. I knew it. Like, there are certain things my whole time growing up, they never went away, that I remember memories that I, like, there was no suppressing. I couldn't get over what he did. Yeah. And it was one of those things where I'm like, you know, she did the best she could. And I felt bad for her because my mom had nothing. My mom didn't come from money. My mom came from nothing. And when I tell you, she knew leaving him was leaving anything she had. So she had to start over. And I mean, I think I've talked about it before. Like, we literally lived in a basement apartment that wasn't really an apartment. And it was her best friend's house.
Yeah.
And we slept on this, like, pull-out couch, just the two of us, for about a year and a half.
You and I have a similar
yeah.
kind of background in that. Mm-hmm. My mom did the same thing.
Yeah.
She left my birth father, who I don't know at all. I mean, we left when I was 3, so I have like almost no memory at all of him.
Which is, yeah.
But I know that it was a situation where he left and then she was kind of on her own and she needed to figure out what to do. So we ended up moving in with her friend.
Yeah.
And eventually her friend got arrested. My mom told me it was because she was driving without a license.
Okay.
And I went, oh my God. That I can't believe she did that.
I know, because when you're kid, all these like it's
I believe that into my 20s. I said, did she really go away for all that time for driving without a license? She said, no, child, she was selling drugs. I guess she was selling weed or whatever.
Aww.
Which was like real, they're slapping the cuffs on you.
Yeah, they were rough back then.
Yeah, but she was not very nice anyway, so I was almost relieved.
That's so funny.
She's not a nice woman, but it's just like she had to figure shit out. She had to go.
Yeah.
I just feel bad that with my mom, I want her to have everything.
I know.
And like, I just always wanted her to be as happy as possible.
Yeah.
It's fucking tough because you know when your parents are unhappy.
Yeah.
You can feel it. That's why I think we've always talked about one of the memories that I just know Maria is going to have is seeing you get ready to go out for a night out.
Yeah.
Because that when you see your parents like listening to music and like,
having fun,
dressed up, yeah, having friends over, yes, and you fall asleep hearing people in the next room, mm-hmm, like that, when you hear your parents actually genuinely happy,
yes,
it sticks with you.
It does. It does.
Both ends of that, absolutely, I think, stick with you.
Yep.
Like, I remember hearing my mom playing poker in the next room and everybody laughing, mm-hmm, and falling asleep to that sound. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of the highlights of my childhood.
Yeah. But absolutely.
I just, it's fucking tough because you know they're doing it for you, but it's like not everybody is in a situation like, thankfully you were young enough that you were like, I'm going to go tell mom, like,
right,
I think
this maybe, is bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, mm-hmm, he's not nice to you. But I don't know. What do you think about like doing it because everything is connected? Like people that separate but like live together still.
This is like a new thing where I'm finding that more and more people do this.
Yeah.
That I'm not even realizing that it's like, you realize there's a separation, but you don't realize how big the separation is. Mm. And it goes right back to, at the end of the day, I understand what you're trying to do as the united front, but like, there's got to be a point where you're like, we're not even sleeping together. Like, we're not even in the same room. Like, where is that line?
Yeah.
Between the two of you where you have to like, you have to be happy too. You know what I mean? And at some point, I mean, everyone knows what's going on. There's no secret.
The kids know too.
The kids know. Once the kids know,
there's no
it's
point
time
in trying
to cut, yeah, it off. Because both the kids, like everyone's aware of your situation.
Yeah. And the kids want you to be happy. So that initial, yes, shock of like, you know, mom and dad don't love each other and like,
yeah,
you know, whatever, it's going to wear off over time.
It will.
And sometimes you have to get them the extra help, therapy or whatever, to like help them process, absolutely, that change. But I'm telling you, it's so much easier than watching them be in a
bad relationship.
In a bad relationship. There could be familial love.
Yes.
Which has always been a fear of mine. Always been like a fear because I've watched this happen in my own life, is like the romantic love is gone and it's just familial, like,
yeah,
we love each other like we've grown up together, but we don't have like a romantic love. That scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
That'd be part of why I've been nervous about marriage, because, right, I'm like, I've seen it happen and I'm scared,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
But like, just if you are happy, your kids will be happy.
No matter what you're doing. If your kids, yeah, want to see you happy, and as hard as that may be, it's like, that's what they want. They want to see happiness. They want to see you happy.
That living together but being separated thing scares the fuck out of me.
That's wild. Tough. That's so wild to me. Like, I have made it very clear that I don't think I could ever get married again, but there's no way I would stay in something just to stay, mm-hmm, in it, because I know that I can do it. I think the best thing I ever did, and I'll say this a million times, was kind of be in a situation like my mom was in, where I had nothing,
yeah,
and like force myself to make something of myself, because I look back on that and I was like, I still, from this day, I'm like, I can't believe I did that on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I literally paid for everything. I did every single thing on my own.
And you handled it really gracefully, to be honest. I had no idea when we first met just how much you were taking on. And, mm-hmm, then the more and more I saw like the full picture, I was like, she's busting her fucking ass.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm, you were working crazy hours at that
time, too. I was working insane hours. Like, if it wasn't for my parents helping me so much with, like, Maria, there's no way that I could have afforded to have our own place and done everything. But, like, I worked my ass off to make sure that she, with her core memories, she remembered us on our own, not with my parents, per se. Yeah. Because I wanted, because, like, even from this day, I'll say to her, like, do you remember when we lived with Nana and Papa? And then she's like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm like, she just remembers the apartment. She remembers the apartment. And that she remembers distinctly and says the worst fucking thing sometimes. And I'm like, dude, it wasn't that bad. Like, what do you mean? Like, she says the most, kids remember the most wild shit. And every single time I'm like, literally, that was one night. That was one night. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, she says the craziest things.
But I know that I did that a lot as a kid.
Yeah, like, why do you
but
remember
the things
this?
That were, like, that you would think would be traumatizing? Like, at one point, right, we were staying with one of my mom's friends, and we, yeah, were, like, living out of, what are they called? The vans where you move your furniture?
A U-Haul.
All of our stuff was in the U-Haul.
Oh no, were you saying telling people you were living in a U-Haul? No,
thankfully I did not remember this. My mom actually told me that this happened. I was at an age where I could have remembered it.
Yeah.
If I remembered that, I would have told everyone. Me and my mom live in a truck.
Right.
My mom makes me sleep in a truck. All our couch and our bed is in the truck. I would have told everybody. Right. We had to put our cats in the truck and live inside it. Like, we've been living in the truck for years. Like, CPS would have gotten involved
so quick. They remember the most wild shit, and
they don't
like,
give any context. They just blurt out like the one part of it where it's like, well, that's not as bad as it sounds.
No, it's like, please, God, don't say that again. Like, it's so embarrassing. Some of the things that kids say, you're like,
it sounds worse because then you have to come up and be like, don't tell people
that's not what happened. Oh my gosh.
Which feels very like she ran into a door, but right. Like, it's like, don't tell people what kind of underwear mommy wears.
No,
thank you,
don't say it.
No,
I remember the one time my mom will never forgive me for this, and I listen, I had gotten these, it was like a set of books, and they were really like expensive books my grandmother had given me. I have no idea what set they were, but they're like collectibles. Yeah. Okay. Now, out of nowhere, these people that I used to be, we were very close with, were coming into town. We did not have, well, to our house, we didn't even, my mom had no time to go shopping.
Yeah.
So I had two sets of these books. So one was wrapped. My mom's like, all right. My mom even said to me, she's like, can you split with this? Because it's the same thing. Yeah. Like, are you okay with me giving her this? Because I don't have time to go out to, because back then there wasn't Amazon. There wasn't any of that.
Yeah.
You had to go to the toy store to get something. So my mom was like, do you mind if I give this to her? Because you have two sets and one has a wrapping on it.
Yeah.
I was like, sure. I don't care. So my mom's like, great. So they came over. And we handed the girl her gift because she opens it up and they're like, wow, what a nice gift. And I'm like, wow, this is great. And I was like, don't worry about it. It's got it in my room.
Don't worry about it. That's just the extra one that we had left over. Yeah, I had like, another one in my room.
We didn't go out of our way for you. Like, it was, my mom was mortified. Like, she was so embarrassed. My mom wanted to knock me off the head for that. And I get it. Now I get it. So it's like, now if I have gifts that like were never opened that I know we're not going to use and we are re-gifting them for another kid, I never tell that girl anything.
You got to pretend Amazon.
We have them. Amazon. I was like, I have shit hidden like everywhere of things that like we didn't open because we had too many of this. I'm like, no, honey. No. She is not, because Maria, we all know she's the type. She'll be like, absolutely not. I used to play with that shit. Like,
yeah, I know where that shit was. Been sitting in the attic for months.
Months collecting dust. I hope it works.
I took the batteries out of that one, but you can have it.
You can have it. That was Maria.
Yeah, I got in trouble once for telling the neighbors. I don't remember what it was, but my thing whenever I got in trouble was I would make a card.
Oh.
For my parents, because one time I made a card and I gave it to them and they forgave me right away. So I said, obviously, this is the winning formula.
This is right. This something is it. Nice.
So I told my friend and her mom something I wasn't supposed to tell them. And I can't remember what it was. And I got in trouble. So I ran back over to my friend's house because we lived right next door to each other.
Right.
And I was like, I got in trouble. I got to write a card. You have construction paper. So I made a card with like a pelican on the front. And it said like, I'm so sorry I told the whole C, and I gave it to my mom and she said, sit down because we need to talk about what you did. She's like, that's nice, but like, why did you fucking do that? She didn't give a shit about my card.
She didn't care about your fucking card.
I had a kid's Bible and one time I got in trouble and my mom opened my door to me reading the children's Bible in bed. She said, you're full of shit. What the fuck? And she said, we didn't even go to church. We didn't. Like, I don't know. I don't even know how I got to the Bible.
Oh my gosh.
Kids are fucking
wild.
Kids do the darndest things. But I was really one of those kids. You couldn't tell me shit.
Yep. That was Maria. You two are way too much alike.
She reminds me a lot of everything I've heard about myself as a child.
Literally. I'm like, oh no. What now?
Just can't tell them anything. Can't say anything in front of them.
No.
And they will remember everything.
Oh my gosh.
If Maria starts making cards.
She does. I had to send you what she made me this morning, technically, because I was mad at her last night. So that's why when you said that, I was like, oh gosh. She goes, it's me and it's you. So she doesn't really write much because nothing really makes sense that she writes. So she writes like the little things. It's always, she knows how to write, I love you, mom, me. She knows how to write that stuff. And it was like us in a garden or something. Oh. So, well, that's nice, right?
All better.
And she goes, you see, these are music notes, she told me today. I said, oh. She goes, I made a song for you. And I said, oh. I said, how does it go? And she was like, she was like, well,
no,
that,
like I wrote the notes.
Right. Like, she's like, that's a little too intrusive.
She's like, you can't read sheet music.
Right.
She said, well, just read the card.
Read the card.
And you can figure out how the song goes.
Right.
Play it on piano.
We're like, okay.
Did she ever have David, the book where the boy says no to everything? David always gets in trouble.
Oh, yeah. We have that.
Oh, when I was a kid, I used to write cards. And yeah. I used to write books, but I only knew how to write yes and no.
Okay.
So I wrote a book called No. My family, when I tell you they acted like I was fucking, what's his name? Shel Silverstein,
yeah.
Yeah, like I was fucking J.K. Rowling in the flesh.
Yes.
Like, because I wrote a book where the character is offered a bunch of things. It's a little boy and he's offered a bunch of stuff. And every time he says no, until he's offered a kitten and then he says yes.
That's amazing.
At the very end of the book, the last page, you got to build up to it. You know what I mean? He finally gets the yes.
I love
they that. Acted like I did something miraculous.
But that's great.
And I felt like I did. So I said, that's amazing. I straight up plagiarized the book,
the David book.
I literally copied and pasted it.
I'm surprised your mom didn't try to send it in.
You know they let me apply for the Reading Rainbow competition one time?
I love that.
I did not place high, but they did send me a medal anyway.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but I was like, well, if I had submitted no.
Right.
Maybe things would have been different.
Very
different.
You know
what I mean? But that's like, they were like, you're amazing.
I love that.
I am
the best.
I am. So you guys want an autograph? Or
plagiarize the shit out of it.
They had read the book that I plagiarized.
That's so funny.
To me.
That's our parents.
And that's
for
why
you.
I didn't become a writer. That's right. Why I'm a podcaster.
Right.
You gotta switch.
You gotta switch it up, you know?
Yeah. So something about this writing thing just isn't clicking.
It's not, no.
I'm like writing Potter Harry.
Yes.
Game of Seats.
Yes.
I'm like starting my life as a fucking plagiarizer.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's it for this episode.
That is.
Thank you guys for listening. And if you enjoyed it, you already know. We're going to ask you to leave
it.
A review.
Yeah.
Share with a friend.
Absolutely.
A 5-star rating actually helps go really far.
Yes.
Because it helps other people find the show. So super appreciative. Come follow us online. I'm at Tay Felly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's at That Ash Bash.
We'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.